morning, Coach Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I apologize for the delay. A good week for you guys. A road win at Delaware, 62-54, and a win at home over JMU, 66-59, to run your winning streak to four. Just talk about the two games last week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously we played, we defended well, we played well. You know, winning a game on the road at Delaware. Really did a good job of, you know, following our game plan and defending and rebounding at a pretty high level. Then the game at home against James Madison, you know, very talented team, young team. You know, we defended again and took care of the ball, shared the ball, had some balanced scoring. So I think we've made some improvements in the last two or three weeks, and hopefully we can continue to build on it.
Got a couple of media questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Astrid.
Your question comes from the line of Brian Moore. You may ask your question.
Good morning, Earl. Your team has led the CAA in defensive efficiency the last couple of years and up there in the top three again, but certainly a tough task every night in the conference this year. What is the challenge of trying to defend so many good offensive players and teams?
Well, I mean, just really good players with size and skill, and the coaches have good schemes. So, I mean, every night is this a really hard challenge to try to figure out, you know, what you got to do to stop that opponent. You know, what's the game plan? And so it's just been a lot of different game plans. You know, certainly we try to just do what we do, but you have to change because each opponent presents a different challenge. But I think, you know, again, it's a lot of talent in the league and unbelievable coaches just got good schemes. So it's, you know, it's always a really tough game every time you play an opponent.
In what way, if any, have you had to adjust what you consider an acceptable defensive game when there are so many talented players on the other side of the court?
I mean, at the end of the day, you're just trying to do the best you can of taking away easy baskets and contesting shots. You know, because they are good players make tough shots. And so we just got to make sure we can try to, you know, continue to eliminate the easy ones. And make the opponent take, you know, contested shots. And if you do that, then you can live with the results.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Miller. You may ask your question.
Hey, Earl. What are you trying to hope to do as far as getting off to a little bit quicker start Thursday night against Northeastern?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, you know, we usually have good game plans, and I'm just hoping that we can come in and execute our game plan to the best of our ability, play with confidence early, all the way throughout the games. But really, at the end of the day, once we put the game plan in, the players just got to go out and execute it and play with confidence. And so we'll try to do that again this week. Hopefully it works, and we'll continue to try to plug along.
Yeah, you don't have the crowd this time to kind of get behind you to give you that energy. So where do you get that energy from when you're on the road?
I mean, the players got to bring their own energy. They got to provide energy for each other by making winning plays, and then just the inner strength. I mean, you know, hey, at this time of year, it's late. All these games are very challenging, very important. So finding the inner strength to get excited and be energetic and enthusiastic. To find a way to compete at a high level.
All righty, thanks, Earl.
Yes, sir.
Earl, you talked about several times of the time it's taken for your team with Jarrell back in the lineup, of getting used to having him and just starting to get to where you want it to be. And I was curious, last week, kind of building on Brian's question, last week was the first time in CAA play you've held both opponents under 60 points. I know people get caught up in Jarrell's offense, but is having him back, getting used to having him on the defensive end as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously he's always been an energy guy, a good defensive guy, blocking shots, getting his hands on balls, just making plays. And so now that he's back, it certainly has helped our defense from a rebounding standpoint. Just another big body out there that can defend multiple guys. And so, you know, it's exciting. I mean, we still haven't You know, I don't think we've peaked because, you know, we're still a pretty young team in terms of the season and having him back in the lineup, you know, with the games he lost. But we are starting to make some progress, and hopefully in the next, you know, over the next week or two, two, 3 weeks, we can start getting close to our peak. That's the thing that's exciting because we still got a lot of room to grow.
Obviously, it's an exciting league race. Three teams tied for first, and Hofstra just a game back, and you head on the road to face Northeastern and Hofstra this weekend. You've got wins over both of them at home, but I know preparing for Northeastern, what were you able to do so well at your place, and what are some of the keys to for you on Thursday night?
Well, I mean, it was just a hard game. You know, very good team, very good coach, and a hard game, good players. So, just, again, got to try to challenge shots, eliminate easy baskets, and you have to adjust. You got to make adjustments throughout the game to try to find a way to do the best you can of giving them different looks. I mean, it is a very good team, and they always present a great challenge. And so we got one more day to practice. We practiced this morning. Got one more day to practice to continue to put our game plan in. But, you know, it's going to be a challenge, and it should be. You know, it's late January, early February. It should be a challenge. I don't know no good conference with this late in the year that these games aren't challenging. So it's exciting, but we certainly going to have to play really well.
All right, Earl, thanks as always for taking time with us. Safe travels, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.